Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
We're live in the Laughing Monk studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco. Dan Dibley is not righteously in San Francisco right now.
No.
I am, but he's in Vegas. You in Vegas, dog. Vegas.
Yeah, and I also am righteously brewed, for sure, without a doubt.
Well, that's remains to be seen. You got a sick night ahead, brother. Sick
yeah.
night.
Yeah, I've already kind of laid it out. Early dinner,
yeah.
early tuck-in.
Yeah.
Tuck-in time. No toddler, no wife. No issues.
I tell you what, with our Cash Creek trip, I got a quick little view. I think you learn a lot about a person when you hit the road with them and, you know, they're kind of away from their norm, which is their people, their family, yeah. whatever. And I think that the Lovely Supper will be happy to know that what you do, you know, like people have these little sayings, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. When the family's away, Dan will play.
Yeah, the cat will play.
Whatever,
yeah.
like
the mice.
All of that stuff is very much not you. Like when left to your own devices, you go to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas stays in his hotel room.
Right.
Is the way the expression actually
no,
goes.
I think for you, it's what happens in Vegas is sleep.
Exactly.
That's it. There
yeah,
it is.
And I mean. As you know, Mark, you got to bank your sleep. So I'm going to sleep now because when I get back home, I'm going to have that sleep in the bank. Thank God.
Don't do it.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. But I will probably stick and stay and enjoy some of this summer league because,
good.
You know, ultimately, I love basketball in person probably the most out of all the sports. Baseball's great in person, but summer league, you can get a good seat. You just walk in the arena. You might be 10th row, and you get a chance to see some players who will be the future of the league and some guys who this is it. This is the pinnacle. And I remember I came here with Joe Lowe and Dibs many years ago, and the Warriors had a guy on their summer league team named, I want to say it was John Clavel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something.
He went for like 14, and the next day, Lo Neal was like, this guy's it. He's the future. He's the truth. And he had one more summer league game and gone.
Gone, yeah.
I believe he is now playing in the Turkish second league.
To me, summer league is great. It's a great event. I do think things happen there. I just don't think that the things that happen there are usually on the basketball court. I think that execs are meeting right now I think conversations are happening. I think it's networking through the roof. But what you see on the basketball court largely can be fun.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It is very much like preseason football. Do not get excited about the player that scores double digits or the player that only scores 4 points. And then you decide based on your one summer league watch that this player is either going to be good or going to be bad. Like there is a whole journey and career out there for these players, and it is not decided based on what they do tonight.
Right. And I mean, as evidenced by Cooper Flagg, who came on out and had a summer league of, what, 2 games? And, all right, Coop, thanks. That's going to be about all we need from you. And so he gets to go back home and chill. And, you know, you get to this point in summer league, and the majority of the top prospects are going to be getting shut down. I mean, you don't want to, totally, as you were mentioning, have anybody possibly get hurt. And then what is fun is you get into the elimination portion of summer league, where – a lot of these players who won't make NBA teams, they're actually out there competing hard to try to get more run and to try to get more exposure and maybe win a summer league chip.
888-957-957 is the number. As you can hear, Dibs is in Vegas. Alex Tui, one of the draft picks for the Warriors, expected along sometime soon. We've got the Juwan Jennings situation. If you're unaware, today, report has come out that Juwan has been talking to the 49ers about a restructured deal. He would like a new contract. They've not given it to him as of yet. He would like it by the time camp starts. If not, he will show up, but he will show up with a trade request in hand. And apparently that has been reported to Adam Schefter by the Tennessee Titans beat reporter, apparently. I personally think that came from Juwan. That's just me. But anyway, we'll discuss that in a little bit because Dibs and I have some differing thoughts on that. But let's go. Let's go to Jack in Berkeley. Hey, Jack, what's going on? Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you
know,
what's
just
up?
A few comments on Rafi. Just a few comments on Rafi Devers. You know, when they got him, I didn't know a lot about him, but I did. You know, I read about him a little bit and said, you know, and then it really piqued my interest. So I started watching like every game. You know, I record it and then, you know, sometimes fast forward and stuff like that. But, you know, you wait for him to come up. You wait for him. And, you know, some of these things about not being the face of the franchise, fitting in the clubhouse, things like that. What I think is, I think if he was getting just a weird in Boston, things like that, he did.
Jack, unfortunately, yeah, your phone is betraying you.
Yeah.
Almost like Rafi Devers back.
A little bit, yeah. Unfortunately, you never know. You know, you wake up one day and your back hurts and you jump on with Willard and Dibs and maybe the phone goes out. That's just the way that goes sometimes. But I'm kind of with you on Rafi Devers, Mark. Like, we are about a month into a 7-year career. It has not been great to start, but we can go ahead and, you know, slow play it and hold the panic for a little while right now because it's going to be a long way to go before we get to the point where we have to actually worry about it.
Yeah, I'm with you. And by the way, I know Alex Tui is stepping in here in just a moment.
He's got a great handshake.
Okay, beautiful. Lead the way, man. Alex Tui is here.
Yeah, he is here, and he's just getting the headset on. And, you know, when you see somebody, Alex Tui, welcome to Willard and Dibs. I'm Dibs. My partner Willard is back in San Francisco. And, you know, I kept looking for a 6'8 guy to stroll up. And here you are. How you liking Vegas so far, Alex?
It's hot. It's really hot.
Wait, hold on a minute. Are you telling me that 109, you consider that hot?
The thing about Australia is we don't live in the places where it's not meant to be lived in. We live in the nice areas. But, yeah, this heat's next level for me. Like,
but there are places in Australia, like, I guess the middle of the country where it would get this hot.
It gets this hot all the time, but I stay away from those places.
Alex, if it helps at all, don't worry. The NBA and America, we do the opposite as well. So when you hit Minnesota for a roadie in December, you get to do that too when it's like 4 degrees.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, I know last night was by far and away the best performance that you've had so far. How did that feel? Was there like a light bulb that kind of came on? Like, take us through the journey so far.
Yeah, I mean, not the start I was kind of looking for in those first 2 games, but I think just kind of adjusting to the pace and the level of physicality and that sort of thing. And I think now just being comfortable playing with these guys and feeling comfortable in the system and still not kind of playing at the level I'd like to, but definitely a good step in the right direction. So, keep getting better each day. And, we've got a few more to go, so hopefully keep progressing as a team.
And do you like that sort of pace and that sort of style of ball? Because, I mean, the Warriors last year, they wanted to be up and down and go, go, go and play fast and shoot threes. Is that something that makes you comfortable on the court?
Definitely. That's kind of one of the reasons I stayed in Australia, like the 24-second shot clock and playing in a high-pace offense. So it's definitely something that excites me, and I think it's hard to guard. Like, guys don't want to play that fast for 48 minutes, and obviously the shooters and the smart players the Warriors have, I think it plays to their advantage, and different teams have different play styles that suit their players, but I think the Warriors playing fast is something that I enjoy, and I can't wait to really do it.
Warriors rookie Alex Tui is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, the home of the Warriors. Alex, have you connected with any teammates so far? We know that some of the guys are there in Vegas, Buddy Hield, Draymond, Pods, etc. Have you had any conversations with guys yet?
Yeah, so I met Draymond and Buddy yesterday, which was exciting, and seeing them around at the facility here and how they're training and showing their commitment to the team and they're supporting the young guys coming to watch games, and then kind of QP, BP, and Trey, seeing those guys around, and they've been training with us a little bit in the lead up and the California Classic. So seeing them around, and they're great guys. They have a conversation with anyone on the team if they're on the roster or not. So yeah, it's just a great organization, and just great leaders all around.
You mentioned QP, Quentin Post. How much has he been somebody that you can, you know, model yourself after in that, you know, he came in and took him a little while, but then he was able to find the shot and make an impact. Do you look at a player like that as far as your own trajectory?
Yeah, I think he's a great story, and obviously being a second-round pick like myself and Will, I think just shows that the Warriors value talent, and if you're good enough to play, they'll find room for you. So it's definitely exciting that if you're good enough, you're gonna find a spot somewhere. So I think just the conversations with him, he's a great person, and he's a chill guy. He knows what it's like. He knows the business now. So he's definitely given me a lot of advice.
Alex, I know that, you know, you're probably aware of this. The Warriors are in such a win-now mode that when they get to the draft, they tend to look for players who are not necessarily projects, maybe guys who could play right away. What is your thought on that, and to what level do you feel ready to contribute this year?
I think I'm definitely ready. It's obviously an adjustment from any league to the NBA. I mean, the athletes are better, the pace is faster, but I think the faster you can adapt to different situations and adapt to the daily routine and the offense, I think that's kind of stuff that sets players apart, and I think I'm one of those guys that can pick that stuff up pretty quickly and find ways to understand what certain players on the team like and how to get players in the right area. So I think just, being able to have that mental fortitude to kind of adapt and be ready in different situations, and then continuing to get in the gym and work on your shot every day, and understanding that might not be that many minutes at the start, but if you're in the G League for a bit and showing what you can do down there and continue to just get better each day, they're going to appreciate that, and then eventually if you're ready, you can help out.
Yeah, you'll force your way up here if you play well enough in Santa Cruz, and I wonder, being down in Australia, how much of the NBA growing up you watched, and you know, which team and which player did you gravitate toward?
The NBA, when I was growing up, it was kind of hard. It wasn't really on TV in Australia, and it was more just like YouTube highlights. So kind of like that Lob City, Blake Griffin era, that was when I started to really get in the...
There, you hear that, Mark? Lob City, Blake Griffin.
Yeah, that was when I really got into it. And then, I mean, like Steph Curry and the Warriors are such a big deal in Australia, so I like watching them. And then Klay Thompson's one of those guys that I like to watch, and obviously his shooting's incredible, but his footwork and how he gets to his spot, and then, I mean, defensively, Draymond, and how much he changes the defensive scheme of the team, and he's always in the right areas telling guys where to be. So, I think everyone always has a bit of information, and I can't wait to get around those guys and try and pick off as much as I can.
Warrior rookie Alex Tui with us live, Summer League in Vegas here on Willard and Dibbs. Alex, allow me to be the 800th person to ask you about Andrew Bogut. And so, but I'd love to know just kind of what conversations happened there with regard to knowing that you're coming to the Warriors and the fact that he played for, you know, he played for this coach, he played with some of these players. What did he tell you about what you're about to experience?
He was super honest. He said they value smart players that can shoot, pass, and dribble. So he thinks I'll fit in that area. And then it's just from there that the league is a different level of physicality. The pace is another level. But kind of the guys that can adapt to that and understand the flow and the cadence of the game are the guys that last a long time. So having pretty good conversations with him. And he's pretty blunt in his texts about what he sees. So I definitely value that from him.
Oh, have you gotten some texts since you've been out here? Like, has he given you some real-time feedback on your couple of games here in Vegas?
Yeah, definitely. And kind of asking him about the physicality, and he's like, yeah, that's how it goes. The superstars will get their calls in the season, so he's got to expect nothing as a rookie coming in, and everything you get away with, you got to take it.
Alex, you said he's blunt. That means he's giving you some constructive criticism. I'd love to hear more about that. What does he see?
He just thinks I'm playing a bit timid right now, which is probably fair. I think just trust myself a little bit more, find my ways, and kind of let the game come to me. So, yeah, he's definitely a big help. And I also messaged Deli when I signed, and I said, hey, man, give me some tips on guarding Steph. What do you got for me? So
hold on. Does Deli, and when you say Deli, Matthew Dellavedova, does he actually still think that he's the Steph stopper?
Deli's a great guy. I think he plays every game as it is, and he's still going down in the NBL. So, yeah, he believes in himself, and I think he's done some great things in his career, and he's just, yeah, appreciative of everything that's gone his way, and he's kind of one of the hardest workers, and kind of like that TJ McConnell, he probably shouldn't be where he is, but he found a way and got it done. So definitely kind of epitomizes that Australian toughness and culture.
Yeah, and we have a soft spot for him because Dellavedova went to St. Mary's, which is in the town where I actually live in the Bay Area. And so I wonder about you as a kid. Did you ever have any thought about American college, and did you get recruited by Randy Bennett to go to St. Mary's?
I got recruited by Randy. But in the end, I decided to commit to Gonzaga, and then went back to the NBL and stayed in Australia. And I loved my time there, and I think it definitely prepared me. But this last offseason, I got all the Australians there I'm very close with. So last offseason, I drove up from LA and saw them all. And I was like, hey, can I watch a practice? I was like, oh, Randy's going to be so mad at me. But he was the nicest dude I've ever met, like so genuine. And yeah, it just shows the character of him, and the Aussie pipeline they've had for ages is super cool, and I'm glad to be around them, and I'll definitely pop in.
So, Alex, I'm gathering from your opening comment about the weather there in Vegas that you've never been there before. Is that so?
I came here 2 years ago just to watch, and I don't think it was this hot.
Okay.
This is kind of next level to me.
Well, but I'm interested in what else strikes you about Vegas and sort of how you handle a night off in that city right now.
Yeah, it's pretty full on. Obviously, the heat kind of keeps everyone inside during the day, and then they go out at night. But there's good food here, which is nice. There's good food. It's easy to get around. I haven't really done much gambling, so haven't done any of that. So that's kind of cool to just people watch and see how people come here. And it's, you obviously watch The Hangover and that sort of thing. So it's a pretty iconic place. But, yeah, it's just cool to see. And we kind of don't have anything like this in Australia. So every new city is kind of cool to look around and explore.
And you're 21 now, so you actually can get out there and get after it a little bit. And no game till tomorrow. So the nightlife could come your way. Is it hard getting to know your teammates in summer league, knowing that, you know, the majority of them are going to wind up in other places? In other words, a summer league team, you want to be a team, right? But at the same time, you've got to kind of be out for yourself as well. Is that a little bit of a weird experience?
I don't think so. I think the Warriors, they've done a great job of finding good guys. And I think watching some teams play summer league, it's just like it's an ISO ball game where the stars just trying to get their own, and I think they've done a good job of finding guys that play the right way, share the ball, and I think that's kind of the way the Warriors play. So, and those guys are generally the guys you want to hang around and build connections with, and I feel like I've definitely done that with these guys. So obviously, end of the day, everyone will split up and do their own thing, but it's kind of those memories you'll build forever. And like thinking of this, Joe Ingles played summer league for the Warriors, so like that's kind of random that some of these guys, I'm sure, will be having some great NBA careers eventually. So it's definitely cool, and kind of build that connection now and then link up whenever we see each other again.
You're listening to Alex Tui, Warriors rookie at Summer League in Vegas. Dibs is on the scene, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Alex, it's really fascinating to hear you talk about all of these connections with the Australian players, especially, obviously, those conversations that you're saying you have with Bogut. And it got me to thinking, because I think most people know Andrew is part owner of a team for which you played over there in Australia. Does this go back maybe to even before the draft? In other words, were there conversations maybe even between the Warriors and Bogut that you think led to them being interested in you?
Maybe not like off the bat. I think obviously you got to be good enough to make it that level. But I think after that initial interest of this guy's a good player and kind of realizing that, oh, we've got someone that we've had around and we enjoyed having around in Bogut, and then they can reach out and be like, hey, what's he like off the court, and how's he in training and that sort of thing. So I think that's probably the further connection where they probably found out a little bit more than the average scout's able to find out. So having that, and then Luke Longley's another owner as well, and Luke obviously played with Steve Kerr and very fond of each other, and Luke's been a big help in this process as well. And yeah, he's been super supportive. Both those owners have been my whole journey.
And when did you realize that your journey might percolate into this? Was there a moment where you're playing and you're playing well and you're starting to get noticed? Because Australia's literally half the world away, and I don't know how much Australian basketball my partner watches, but I'll be honest and say I don't watch any. And then you see these prospects come over. I wonder for you when it really started, when it hit you that this dream might actually be realized.
Probably I had a tournament over here in Atlanta with our NBA Academy team, and kind of got a few offers out of that, and that was kind of the start of, all right, like there's steps to getting where you want to get, and it's making the high school varsity team's the biggest deal, and then you make that and it's like, all right, I want to go play Division One college or play pro, and then kind of looking at that. And when you're one step away in the NBL or at college, I think that's when you can kind of eye towards, if I get to the NBA, what's it going to look like? What do I need to do to get there? What position would I be in? So I think the NBL definitely helped me prepare for that. And then being in Australia and seeing Giddy and Dyson and kind of being with them before they are who they are, and kind of seeing them when they're in high school and their habits and the things they do, and then being like, oh, I can probably do what Giddy does, or I can take pieces of Dyson's defense and kind of apply that in my own way. And then from there, you just get confident, and you get to not just watch NBA as a fan, but kind of analyze it and realize that, oh, I can be in that position, or this guy's probably in the wrong spot to get this catch and shoot shot. So I think you just get confident in watching and playing, and then you kind of have that intrinsic confidence in yourself that you're ready.
Alex, great stuff. All right, take us inside your trip and your experience. Have you had any sort of like starstruck moments? Who have you run into across the league?
Seen a lot. Pretty cool seeing like Wemby walking around the hotel, and Kawhi Leonard as well. And I think meeting Draymond was pretty cool as well. And he's been around for a while. And my brother played Division II basketball at Saginaw Valley State University, so got to talk about that for a while.
Yep.
But yeah, it's been cool and meeting all these guys, and they're just humble people. They're superstars from afar, but when you meet them, they're just ordinary people too.
What did Draymond say to you?
It was just a brief hello. He was taking off and we were coming in, but yeah, we'll have some good conversations.
All right, Alex, really nice to meet you, man, and best of luck. We'll be watching, obviously. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
There he is.
By the way, you said good handshake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eye contact.
That matters a lot. I think that matters.
It is everything. And, Alex, you're still here, and the handshake, 10 out of 10. And that is a reflection on your parents. My son just saw my father-in-law recently, and he comes in the room. Both my kids stood up off the couch, went over, eye contact, firm handshake. It means everything. Raymond, I'd get up, but you know I got a bad knee. Apologies. But Mark, you know, with your sons, when your sons like meet somebody and they do it right, it's like, yeah, Yeah, Abe. Yeah, Jude. Right on, kids.
Oh, I know. Awesome. I love it when they do that, but it always makes me walk away and go, why the hell don't they act that way at home?
To me, exactly.
Why don't you treat me with any respect? You respect everybody else.
Yeah, anyway, there is that.
Yeah,
I
there
get
is that. There is that. Well, that was fun, man. He's a delightful guy to talk to.
Yeah, good solid kid at 21. And, you know, I will say this in honor of Guru. He needs to get in the lab, and he will. He needs to put on, you know, probably 20 or 30.
Sure.
And he mentioned the physicality probably 8 times. And I'll just say this, not with any envy, but he's a slender kid. He's a slender fella, so he's going to need to bulk up a little bit to get up into the association. He's got time.
Yeah.
He's only 21.
I do like when the NBA players on my team are in good shape. That's one thing that I do like.
Okay.
So, anyway, today is day one of our All-Star Week prize blowout here at 95.7 The Game. So every day this week, each show, every day, we'll give out a phenomenal prize. And today we're giving out a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. One lucky listener will win that, and it'll happen in the 4 o'clock hour. Exactly an hour from now is when you need to start listening at 4:30 to learn how you can win. Dibs is on the scene in Vegas for Summer League. We're expecting more people to stop by.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I absolutely for sure, but also want to get into the latest on Juwan Jennings of the 49ers. So much for a quiet offseason. We've got some things to discuss. If you don't know about it, stay tuned. That's coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Thank you, Dibs. Thank you, Mark.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. See, don't do that because it's out of context. He's out of the office.
I'm about to be out of the office. We got plenty of time for this fight. I know that it's coming. Can you let me go on my honeymoon first? And then we'll have this fight when he gets back and
yeah,
I get
I'm
back.
I'm going to give him a stray because he's not here.
Yeah.
Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
I said it. He needs,
on Friday?
He needs the context. We will have this fight in August. Okay?
I mean, yeah.
We'll have this fight. I've already had my fight for the day.
Well,
that's it.
No fight to have. I mean, I learned a little bit from that drop that you're a backstabber. When I'm not around,
I'm not.
You're out there.
It's not
I'm
a backstab.
Catching strays, and I'm not even around.
Yeah,
that's just
I know.
Straight up backstabbing. When you're hating on a guy who's not around to defend himself,
well, usually,
that's pretty weak.
Usually, when you're not around, you're about to call. So let's be real.
I weigh in when necessary.
I know, and again,
when I feel like the show needs a lift,
if you knew,
I call in, which is every time.
Yeah, thanks. If you, that's more a shot at Grandy than me. But anyway,
he's right next to me.
I know. Yeah, punch him in the arm.
Huh?
Anyway,
huh?
It's coming. Don't worry. It's a tease. It's 2 weeks away. We'll get to it. I'll explain. But anyway, I hear Will Richard's going to be by here shortly.
Yeah, we're hoping okay. Any minute now. And
right.
You know how it works where,
sure.
You know, Raymond Ritter comes up. And it's fun to see summertime Raymond Ritter. And for those people who don't know who that is, he's the vice president of communications with the Warriors. And he's always nattily dressed in a suit and tie, buttoned up. And he's looking like absolutely dressed to the nines. Well, here he's wearing gigantic oversized basketball shorts,
yes,
and some sort of a poncho.
Yes, that's incredible. Yeah,
is that an accurate description?
Well, I don't know about the poncho, but he's also wearing like slides, like Nike slides,
right?
With a mid calf socks.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
This is fantastic.
He walks up, and I look at his credential, and his credential says Peter Goober on it. Peter Goober. So,
well, that's better than just saying Goober. Like,
right.
If that's all it said.
Well, and apparently his credential was underneath, so that tells me that Peter Goober at some point will be here today,
I would imagine. Yeah, or just said, I'm not coming, so go ahead and use my credential if you need to get up into the really high floors.
I guess.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I mean, you almost did a disservice to what Raymond usually wears. Like, it's not just the suit. Like, it's that vest and those sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
That vest and those sneakers. You could see him from anywhere in any building when the Warriors play at all times. So, if you're seeing him in slides, that's a special moment for you.
Yeah, and socks.
And socks.
Honestly, for the amount that he walks at a Warrior game, I would be wearing sneakers too. Otherwise, his feet would be absolutely throbbing.
Brutal, yeah. So, anyway, the other Warrior rookie, Will Richard, expected by shortly. Meantime, there was plenty from Warrior veterans and even former Warrior veterans, mainly courtesy of the Lake Tahoe Golf Tournament, where Monty Poole did catch up with Steph Curry, but also the guys from The Athletic, including Marcus Thompson, caught up with now ex-Warrior Kevon Looney. And I honestly think we should just let everybody hear this without even a lead into it. Just listen, because I actually think, Dibs, there's a carryover or a comparison to what you're about to hear Looney say and what Juwan Jennings brought to the table with the Niners today, and I'll explain after we listen to it. But I know you want to react to this too. So a couple things from Kevon Looney. And again, this is from the Warriors Plus Minus Pod with The Athletic. And here's the first one from Kevon.
Does that make this time easy to just pull a Band-Aid off and dip and take the money?
Yeah, for sure. Especially not knowing, in the year. Years past, you kind of could bank on your role. I kind of could bank on kind of know what it's going to be like when I came back. This last few years, everything's been changing. Everything's been kind of up and down. So it's like, all right, well, they're telling me to wait. You know, my minutes are always up and down. It's like, all right, what's really going to happen? I don't know how they really view me, what they really going to offer. It can vary from with the Warriors. It can vary from, you know, the taxpayer mid-level to the minimum. So I'm like, I can't really. That's a big difference. I can't really wait on that. Kind of want to control my own destiny. So that kind of made it easier because I know how they like to negotiate, how they like to, you know, do business. So I knew it was going to be a low ball probably to start. And if I couldn't find nothing else no money out there nowhere else is going to be, you know, I'll just have to take it. So I didn't want to do that again.
Okay, so let's pull this apart a little bit. What he's talking about is the negotiation that led him to the New Orleans Pelicans, and he knew the Warriors were not going to be able to, A, match what New Orleans was going to do. B, he says the Warriors kind of play a low ball style with their negotiating, whatever. Most companies do, quite frankly. And he said he didn't want to go through that process again. So that's why he bounced.
That's exactly it. And I think that the part that...
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What was most, I think, alarming to me is just talking about his role. And, you know, we've only heard that Kevon, he's a team guy, and he is a team guy, and he was throughout the whole thing. But now you hear a little bit of the emotion coming out, like, yeah, my role is always changing. And as a result, I didn't know where the money was going to be. And then the other piece that you mentioned, Mark, is, you know, the Warriors always go about doing the low ball thing. And I think that's every team. You're going to start at a certain point and then the negotiation goes on from there. But the idea that he wasn't sure about his role, that was the one that hit me the most.
No doubt. Well, and there's more on that. So listen to this exchange between Kevon and Marcus Thompson when he starts to go a little bit deeper into his role and the specifics of how that played out this year.
Most was the last straw. That's where you like, I'm done, I'm out.
I guess I wouldn't say that Quinn's my guy, but it was anybody but me. It seemed like at this point.
who hurt the most? Which move hurt the most?
I don't know. They all seem the same. I don't put nobody there.
Really?
It was not one moment. It was not one moment. It was more of a like even this year, prior to the playoffs, like we blowing against Steven Adams. This is what I do. And I'm still not really. They're not giving me the chance to really let me do what I do. It's kind of like, all right, y'all don't trust me. I thought y'all trust me. Right? They put me in that at the end of game seven. Well, we had to wait to that point. That's what kind of go like, all right, y'all really don't think I'm that good no more? Well, what's the problem?
But, I mean, but that's kind of how it's always been, right? When you're in trouble, turn a loon. That's your calling card. You ain't like that no more?
Nah, you get sick of that at some point. Like, all right. At the first, when you prove yourself the first 4 or 5 years, cool. But at 10 years of it, either you trust me or you don't.
Okay, now this,
wow.
Now this is where it gets interesting to me.
Nah, that gets old.
Well, yeah, like Kevon is essentially saying, like, I don't want to be the captain save the Warriors again because I don't want to go through that process of I prove myself, then you bench me, then I save you. I prove myself, then you bench me, then I save you. And so he's talking even through the specifics of the Rockets series, saying that you didn't want to put me in there against Steven Adams, and this is what I do. I don't know, man. I got mixed feelings because let's be real. When Kevon was given opportunities in the second half of the year, it did not go very well.
In the second half of the year, sure. And, you know, you could look at the playoff that he's talking about, and he almost didn't play at all in the Houston series. He got 8.5 minutes. He got 13. There was a game he played 2 minutes. They lost by 8. And so I get the frustration. And, you know, the other piece of it is he was Mr. Reliable. He had a long consecutive games played streak, and it was snapped by the coach who decided that he wasn't going to play him one night. It was a DNP, even though Looney was healthy. So I hear Kevon just saying, you know, not only does he want to be paid more than the Warriors probably were going to offer, but he wants a role that is more consistent, and I think he's in line to get that in New Orleans.
Is he? I mean, I don't know that at all, you know?
Well, I would guess that he gets a consistent role just because they're not in a championship window, you would say.
Right, but I don't know why that necessarily turns toward Kevon. Like, I guess, look, the bottom line is that what Kevon is sort of leaving out here, and this is where I think it's fair, and it's not even about the fact that he at times does look like he's aging, but during Kevon's career, the league has continued to evolve. And the simple fact is, and I know a lot of roads go back here, but when your front court is going to include Draymond Green, it's going to be challenging to have the other front court mate be Kevon Looney for lengthy periods of time because of what that means on the offensive side. It becomes difficult for lengthy periods of time for the Warriors or any NBA team to put that many non-shooters on the floor. It becomes very, very difficult. That is not the Warriors' fault. That's the way basketball is being played right now.
And I get that, and it's been that way for a number of years, and yet Kevon has had a role. And I like the answer that he gave about, you know, which one sets you off. And he's like, well, all of them, you know. It wasn't just the fact that they brought in QP, Quentin Post, but it's a long collection of others. Will Dan Dibley, nice to meet you. Sorry to do this live on the air, Mark, but
No, that's what we're doing.
This is what we're doing. And another rookie in the building, and Mark Grandy's getting them all set up, and the hooded Raymond Ritter is sipping on the Mountain Dew, and we're here, Willard and Dibs. I'm Dibs.
Yes, sir.
My partner, Mark Willard. Welcome to Vegas. Welcome to the team. I'm afraid, Mark, don't look at his hat. It may upset
you. It's just fashion. It's just fashion.
Okay. It's just fashion.
All right, good.
Appreciate you, yes, sir.
He's got a Dodger hat on, Grant, Willard.
Just fashion. Just fashion.
It's fashion. It is a black and white Dodger hat, and he's assured me it's fashion only.
Yeah.
So it's not a statement about your love of the team.
It's not. It's not at all.
Okay, Mark, we can proceed now.
Okay. Look, okay. Yeah, it's a hat.
Ooh, I'm not dodged a bullet there.
It's all good. No, it's all good.
We're not going to get triggered by that. We're just going to welcome Will Richard onto the River Islands guest line and joining us live at Summer League out in Vegas. Will, just open-ended, how's it going so far?
It's going well. I mean, it's been fun. I've been learning a lot, getting adjusted to NBA life, and it's been good to get out there and play some games, so it's been fun.
I mean, you're adjusted to the championship life coming off of your season last year. What was that like in terms of, you know, the run you guys went on and how that is going to prepare you for the NBA life? Because that was like an NBA team you had.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, we had a very talented team. I'll just say the run itself, I mean, playing 40 games, just playing those games at high stakes in a tournament, it definitely prepared me for that next level. So I was excited to be able to go out there and win a national championship with them.
Well, we've been talking a lot lately about the business process of the NBA and all of these, right, the apron and the trades, and it's very hard to follow. And I wonder what your experience was like. You were technically drafted by the Grizzlies. Somehow a trade brings you here. Can you take us through what you were learning in real time and what the experience was like?
Yeah, I mean, draft night was very stressful for me, to be honest. Me and my agent, we had Golden State marked off from the beginning. We loved the opportunity. We loved the team. And then draft night came around. It was Memphis's pick, and they said that they were going to take me. And we were like, Golden State is right around the corner. We love Golden State. That's where we want to be. So it was a blessing that Golden State was able to trade up and get me. But it was definitely a little stressful, I would say.
What is it about the Warriors that made you so enamored with wanting to be a part of it?
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's a team that I watched since I was a kid. I mean, I've always grew up a Warriors fan. And just the way they run things, their system, they win at a high level. And just how they develop players, I feel like that's an organization that you would love to be a part of.
Warrior rookie Will Richard is with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Will, you use the word opportunity. You watch the Warriors, you like the organization, but why an opportunity? What is it you feel is the correct fit?
Yeah, for me, I feel like I can come in and do little things that impact winning. I feel like I can come in and guard at a high level, make the right plays, move without the ball, cut at the right time, just do little things that help impact winning without having to put up a lot of points.
And that's kind of what you did in Florida. And mm-hmm. I mean, the way you guys all fit together, so many different players playing their role. When you look at the NBA, and you've obviously watched it closely for your whole life, is there a player that you see in the association who you're trying to model yourself after?
Yeah, I watch a lot of guys like Aaron Nesmith, Aaron Wiggins with the Thunder, guys that can guard at a high level and then can space the floor, cut, make the right reads, and just play the right way to help their team win.
Those are interesting names as far as –
those are great names.
Yeah, like that. I'd like to hear more about that. Like, you just brought up guys who are not stars.
For sure. I mean, I always feel like starting your role is definitely important. And I did that at Florida for 4 years, so I know what it means to start in your role and do whatever it takes to help the team win. I feel like those are guys that help model that perfectly, so I definitely model my game after this.
Did you have any sort of, pre-draft conversations with the Warriors?
I just had the pre-draft workout with them, and it went great. I mean, we watched the whole first half of the national championship, and definitely had great talks in that meeting.
The reason I ask is I can already tell that your answers are, literally exactly what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. I can tell by listening to this that your mindset is to come in and do, all of the dirty work and the little things that contribute to winning. Is that, is that pretty much how you're patterning what you're doing?
For sure, and I feel like that's who I am as a player. I feel like I've been doing it my whole career, and I've been blessed to have coaches that know that and value that that's important, and know that doing that can help a lot for your team. So it's definitely been a part of who I am as a person.
Have you had a chance to meet Brandon Podziemski, and have you watched his game and seen how he tries to star in his role with mm-hmm. the team?
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely watched him. Got to have some conversations with him. So just seeing how he makes his shots when they're open, and just does whatever the team needs to help win.
Will Richard is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I believe, do I have this right, that you said that meeting Steph Curry was a top three moment in your life?
For sure.
Okay, why? And take us through the meeting.
For me, I mean, that was my favorite player growing up, him and Clay. So that was definitely a top three moment in my life. And just how it happened, I mean, we were at the first Cali Classic game. I wasn't able to play because the trade hadn't gone through yet. And fans, they were calling me to go sign autographs, so I had to walk past him. And, you know, he's Stephen Curry. You don't want to go up and intrude on what he's doing. So I went up past him by the fans and signed some autographs. When I was coming down the steps, he came up to me, shook my hand. It was like, welcome to the Bay. We're happy to have you here, and I'm excited to work with you. So for me, that meant a lot. It was definitely some motivation, because you hearing that from a guy that you grew up watching, grew up loving, grew up wanting to be like. So it was definitely some motivation.
Okay, so hold on, Dibs, because if that's his top, if that's a top three moment, we'd be crazy not to find out what the other two are.
That's true.
For sure. I'll probably say winning a natty. And let's go with being born. All right, let's go with those.
That's nice.
I was going to say, because two of them have just happened in the last few months.
Yeah, it's been a good few months.
I'm glad you went on a Wayback Machine to get the other one. That's good. Yep.
That was a long drought, though, between great moments. You went from day one to early April when you won the Natty.
Sure.
So that's fantastic. And I just was curious how you became a Warrior fan growing up in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I mean, Atlanta, the Hawks are right there. Is it just because they were good? Or is it just because the way Steph and Clay played?
For me, it was the way Steph and Clay played. I mean, I always grew up liking guys that could shoot. And Just seeing how they play. They played the right way, and they had fun doing it. They played together. I feel like that was fun to watch for me, and I grew up, and that's what helped me love the game so much.
So take us through your three-point shot, Will, and how you look to adjust to the three-point line being further out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, I feel like the thing I can work on is my balance. I feel like a lot of times in my shots, I can either be falling out of it too quick or leaning from side to side. So for me, once I get some time off to really work on it, just working on balance, going straight up and straight down on every shot and just making sure I'm sticking my follow through.
And defensively, I know it's something that you're passionate about. Is it one where you are a ferocious on-ball guy? Can you play off the ball D? Can you guard point guards and shooting guards? Take us through what we're expecting from you as a defender, because this team needs a little bit more perimeter defense.
For sure, yeah. I think I'm a very versatile defender. I feel like I can do a little bit of on and off ball. I feel like I'm a little better off ball for sure, but I think I can pride myself in being an on-ball defender, getting into guys' space, being physical, and I feel like those are some things that I can definitely improve on, but those are things I pride myself on as well.
Warrior rookie Will Richard is with us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Now, Will, we're going through a lot of subject matter here that I'm sure you talk a lot about. We always try to get everybody talking a little bit about stuff they don't often get to talk about. So who are you when you're not playing hoops?
When I'm not playing hoops, I mean, I'm a homebody. I love being around family and friends. I don't really do much. I'm either on the game, watching shows, or I get into yoga a little bit too, but I'm trying to expand. I'm trying to get into golf. I've been watching a little bit of that, so.
Okay, I know Dibs is thinking the exact same thing I am.
I mean.
Right, like, okay, so you do yoga.
Yoga.
Have you ever heard of or practiced the combination of jogging with yoga, which is called yoga?
I've never practiced that.
Okay, I want you.
You may want to get ready.
When you meet Moses Moody, I'd like you to ask him about it, because he's been doing it for the last few years with Kevon Looney, and Kevon is no longer on the team. He needs a new partner, Will.
That might have to be me then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that might be me.
Yeah, they did yoga, and it became a big thing, and it's something that Mark and I loved when they would talk about. But I'm fascinated by your journey into golf now.
Yeah.
Like, have you started with lessons? Have you gone out and played 18 holes? Where are you right now, Will Richard the golfer?
I haven't got into the lessons yet. I'm going to do that when I get some free time, but I've been to the driving range a few times. I played 9 holes with some of my friends at Florida, some of my teammates, but I haven't really got fully into it yet. I'm trying to work my way into that.
Will, okay. have you met any of the other Warriors?
I have. I met Buddy. I met Draymond yesterday. Quentin Post. I've been around Trace Jackson Davis, Guy Santos. So I've been around a few of the young guys, but that's about it.
Okay, let's focus in on Buddy Hield and Draymond Green for a second, and let's hear your first impressions of both of those people.
Yeah, both real cool people, real cool. You can tell they're about the right things, and just very, very welcoming. I feel like everybody from the Warriors, from the top to bottom, they've all been welcoming. So it's been cool to be able to meet everybody.
And still Jimmy Butler out there for you to meet. Is there anyone in the association currently who you're looking forward to going against?
Man, going against.
When you put on the Warrior uniform and you look across and it's going to be that player who you get to go up and compete against.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably say like seeing LeBron or something. Like, I mean, those are guys you grew up watching. But for me, probably going against my teammates in Florida. I mean, we're all seeing our dreams come true. So just going against them, that'll be fun.
Will, you could probably beat LeBron at golf.
I've seen a few videos, but I don't know. I might look just as bad.
Well, yeah. All right, we'll check it out. Hey, man, congratulations on everything. Has there been kind of a highlight of the trip so far out to Vegas?
Just spending time with the team, to be honest. Just spending time with everybody, getting to meet people, and just being able to play basketball. I mean, it's always a blessing to be able to do that, so it's been fun.
Will, congratulations again. It's wonderful to get to talk to you. I'm sure we'll get to do it again sometime soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Thanks, Will.
Sounds good. Thank
right
you.
Right on. Yeah.
Will Richard, the other Warrior rookie. We got them both there in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Just great kid. And, you know, we're gonna put the Dodger hat aside. It's just fashion. That's what he's telling me. Mark and I believe him. You know, there's no blue. And, he's just – he's doing it fashion, and now, as is the tradition here in Summer League, he's doing autographs and he's taking selfies.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the All-Star break. You're not going to get me triggered, Dibs.
No,
it's okay. It's not even a blue hat.
No.
So, you know, That's actually a thing down in L.A., and I know I can see his hat actually said the word Dodgers.
It did.
But that the L.A. logo that they have, like, it's a debate even among Angelinos as to whether that's quote-unquote a Dodger hat or an L.A. hat.
Gotcha. Although, I mean, if it's blue, for me, if it's the L.A., then it's a Dodger hat.
It's a Dodger hat, yeah.
Yeah, and this hat could have said, Dibley on it, and if it was stylish, then he would have worn it for the fashion.
That would have been weird, though.
Super weird, and less fashionable if it says Dibley as opposed to Dodgers. So, there you go. Will Richard, looking forward to seeing him out there. And he got a certain amount of confidence, Mark. This young man is going to, no matter when he makes it with the big club, he's not going to shy away from the moment, I can tell you that.
No, and he hasn't so far in some of these games. Like, I mean, it's been a mixed bag, as it always is with everybody. Again, I don't get too far into, oh, God, this guy looked great, this one didn't. But Will Richard, if you've watched some of the Warriors Summer League games, yeah, man, he's had some moments. There's no doubt.
Yeah, he gives off the air like he belongs. And, you know, we'll see ultimately when we get to October and November, and maybe he starts out in the G League, and maybe he makes the big club and he steps right into a reserve role.
They're looking for people, obviously, who will contribute right away. So Will Richard is high on the list. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're also here to give you stuff. That's part of what we're doing here during our All-Star Week prize blowout. So stay tuned, because next hour, right around 4:30, we'll tell you how you can end up with a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. I do think you and I should, let's get into it a little bit about Juwan Jennings. You ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get into it. So we'll do that coming up next right here on Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.